Today's the Yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the 3rd of Tevet. So let's learn a ma'amal, quite a famous one, on Chanukah. It's called Nes Lehitnoses, Nes Pach HaShemen. So in the first paragraph, he brings us the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat that everyone knows, that tells us the story of the Nes Pach HaShemen. At the end of the paragraph, he says, "Umashma mi brayta zu shehahalel vehahoda'a nikveu mishum Nes Pach HaShemen." Okay, so it seems from the brayta that the reason for the halel and hoda'a that we went through the entire Chag of Chanukah was because of Nes Pach HaShemen. V'yesh litbonen badavar. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz famously asks, what about the other miracle that happened? Why is the Gemara sort of, you know, de-emphasizing the miracle of the war? Welcome, Aviel. Good to see you. So he says, V'yesh litbonen badavar hare be'oto zman amda Knesset Yisrael besakanat kilayon, Rachamana Litzlan. At that time, Am Yisrael was facing, you know, chas v'shalom, distinction. Actually, extinction. I'm sorry. Right? Being destroyed. I was going to say either destruction or extinction. וכמו שמזכירים בעל הניסים, כשעמדה מלכות יוון הרשעה למחה ישראל להשכיחם תורתך ולהעבירם מחוקי רצונך, ונעשו להם ניסים גדולים. As we read about in the entire על הניסים, the miracle of the war, לכאורה הדעת נותנת, after the quote, so it would make sense to say שעיקר הקביעות של חנוכה תהיה משום הצלה זו. It would make sense to say that the main purpose of חנוכה is because of the הצלה, of the victory. וכי ידמה נס פח השמן שתכליתו הדלקת מנורה בטהרה שבעה ימים, can you compare a miracle of the פח השמן, which was only for the purpose of lighting the menorah for, you know, 7 days, can you compare it to the miracle of the Hatzala, שהייתה בו תשועה גדולה ופורקן לעם ישראל, וקיום כל התורה כולה לדורי הדורות? I mean, the victory over the Yevanim ensured the continuation of the Torah for all generations. That should be the main emphasis of Chanukah. Why is the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Kaf Aleph emphasizing only the miracle of the oil? That's the question. So he says, "Keshehurad Yosef Mitzrayim ne'emar." Let's think about it from Parashat Vayeshev, when Yosef was brought down to Mitzrayim. What does it say? "Vehine orchat Yishmaelim ba'a migilad ugmalehem noseim nechot utzri valot holechim lehorid Mitzrayim." Interesting pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that there was a caravan of Yishmaelim coming from Gilad, and the pasuk enumerates what the camels were carrying. The camels were loaded with nechot, tzri, valot. These are all kinds of different perfumes with different fragrances, with good smell. Amru Chazal, so the Gemara tells us, brought in the Midrash, "Halo en darkam shel arviim lihiyot to'anim ela orot ve'iteran." Guess what? Chazal tell us, normally the Yishmaelim, what would they be carrying on their camels, in their caravans? Things with foul and bad odor, such as skins and itran. Itran is a type of oil that has very foul odor. If you remember in Bame Mardikin, it's on the list of, you know, the ones that we shouldn't use because it has a reach ra. That's normally what the Orchat Yishmaelim would be carrying. Ela bo ur'e ma zimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'oto tzadik be'ota sha'a. The pasuk is trying to show us, look at the kindness of Hashem to Yosef, that he made it so that it happens to be at that particular time in that caravan, they were carrying sakim mele'im besamim, sacks that were filled with perfume, sheharuach menashevet bahem, when the wind would blow on them, and it would give a good fragrance, Mipenei recham shel arviim, and that would dispel the foul odor of the arviim. In other words, Chazal are telling us that Hashem performed a miracle. It was hashgachat pratit with Yosef. Which caravan picked him up? The one that happened to be exceptional for that day. It carried the things with good smell, spices and perfumes and the like. But everyone who hears this will ask the following question. I mean, thank you very much. Wow, what a nice kindness you're doing. At the time that Yosef is being taken down to Mitzrayim, right? He's being sold as an eved. The time when he is cast down from up above, Ben Zikunim shel Yaakov Avinu, he was the most beloved child of his father. Hamosel kol ma shelamad mishem va'ever, learning all the Torah, receiving all the Torah that Yaakov received from Shem and Ever. Lebira amikta, now he's thrown all the way down to a deep pit. Liyot nimkar le'eved le'mitzrayim, to be sold as an eved in Mitzrayim. Mekom memtet sha'aret tumah, the place of the 49 gates of tumah. Eretz sogeret umsugeret, a locked up land. Asher en eved yachol livuach misham, no slave can escape from there. Ve'lo nira'a she'ei pa'am yuchal ishtacher. And it looked like such an improbability, like there's no chance that he would ever be freed, liberated from slavery. Right? Skip the brackets. Bishat choshech ve'afelazo, in such a dark time, ma'evdel yesh le'Yosef, what would it make a difference to Yosef im yariach reach itran ve'neft or reach shel besamim? Imagine going over to someone who's being sold as a slave and you give him besami. Would you like to smell something here? And say a nice bracha. Thank you very much. What in the world? What it could benefit him at that time? What could it do for him? Could change his mood? Atmeha. It's a big wonder. Chazal are, you know, hoisting up this favor that Hashem did with him at that moment. Thank you for the favor. I mean, how does this make sense? Ach keshenamik badavar, but if we look into it deeply and honestly, nir'e shedavar gadol hu reach besamim ze. This was a big thing, after all. U'mashma'ut shona lo legamre. There's a whole different meaning that we can place upon it. Ki b'sha'at choshech ve'afela zo, at especially at this time of darkness, b'sha'a shekol olamo charev alav, in the time when his whole world was destroyed for him, alul haya Yosef le'agia lidei ye'ush chas v'shalom. Yosef chas v'shalom could have reached a point of despair, of ye'ush. L'chara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'anim et enav mimenu legamre. Because it looked like Hashem was totally ignoring him. Like Hashem forsook him. Ba'arehu avud v'nishkach. I am lost. I am forgotten. How many people go through this? The depression of being lost, of feeling lost, of feeling alone, of feeling forgotten. B'sha'a kasha zo nirmaz lo min ha'shamayim she'en ha'davar ken. So yes, it's true that it was a very dark time. But if someone can turn on the light, a small light, in that darkness, just to symbolize, you are in the midst of darkness, that's true, but you're not forgotten. You're not lost. That's a big thing. At this time, nirmaz lo min ha'shamayim, Hashem hinted to him, en ha'davar ken. It's not true, you're not lost, you're not forgotten. Hashem imo, Hashem is with you. Ve'adayinu tachat hashkachato yidbarach. You're still under his supervision. Hashem is looking at you. You know how comforting that thought is, even in the harshest hours of life? Because I think personally that the worst part of difficulties is the feeling and the sense of loneliness. If you think about it deeply. When a person is going through a hard time, the deep feeling is the feeling of I'm alone and nobody is suffering the way I am. or nobody cares about me, or nobody's looking at me. And if a person can feel at that moment that it's not true, I might be suffering, it might be difficult, but Hashem is still looking at me, He's still with me, that makes a whole big difference. And therefore he won't lose his bitachon, his trust in Hashem. So how does Hashem hint that to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazbin lo reach tov shelo kederech hateva. Hashem sends him good fragrance in a way that is out of the normal. It's abnormal. These Yishme'elim, all they know is to carry things that are with bad smell. What happened all of a sudden today that it smells good around here? Oh, that's a sign from Hashem. That's for me. That's for me. That means He's still with me. That means He didn't forget me. Lehorot lo she'eno avud ve'nishkach. He's not lost. He's not forgotten. Ela adraba kadosh b'chu molicho yad beyad. Ve'hu yored imo mitzrayim. Hashem wanted to show him that He's holding His hand as He was going to Mitzrayim. He's coming with him to Mitzrayim. I mean, imagine a little boy, you know, in third grade, who's kicked out of his class and he's told to go home. But imagine if on the way home, it's his mother that comes and holds his hand home. So yeah, he feels, oh, I was told to leave class, but you know what? My mother is with me. So I don't feel alone. Kederech she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov, just like Hashem says to Yaakov in this week's parasha, in Parashat Vayigash, Hashem says to Yaakov, Anochi ered imecha mitzrayma ve'anochi e'elcha gam alo. I am going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. Reach besamim ze, this fragrance of besamim that Yosef had, hu keren ora bechoshech shebo hu natun. It's like a ray of light in the midst of the darkness that he was placed. Ve'al yado niftach li Yosef petach tikva. That was an opening of hope. Lachzor litromem mishfal matzavo. To uplift himself from the lowliness of his situation. Kenyan she'amar Yonah hanavi, like Yonah says, Yonah, we read on Yom Kippur, the tefillah that he said to Hashem from the stomach of the whale. Yonah says, Va'ani amarti nigrashti mineged enecha. I thought that I was chased away from before you, Hashem. Which means I thought you looked away from me. Ach osif lehabit el hechal kodshecha. But I have a renewed strength to continue to look to you. Piresh Rashi, Kesheraiti shekiyamtani kol hayamim, when I saw that you sustained me all these days, even though I was thrown into the ocean, yadati ki osif lehabit el hechal kodshecha. I knew that one day I'm going to see you again. I'm going to come back to the Bet HaMikdash. Nimtzenu lemedim. We come out learning from this. Shenes ze shenaasa li Yosef lo hayta tachlito b'chdei limnoa mimenu reach ra greida. You know, we see from this that the purpose of the miracle of the Besamim that Yosef had in the caravan of the Ishmaelim was not just to save him from smelling bad smell. No, that wasn't the purpose. Ela kedei lehair panim elav. It was to smile to him from Hashem. Sheitchazek veyeda veyargish. To strengthen him, that he should know and feel, she'af b'matzav zeh, that even in such a situation, en hu ne'ezav, chas v'shalom, he's not forsaken. El Hashem imo ve'ohavo, Hashem is with him, and he loves him every step of the way. U'mazmin lo reach shel besamim, ve'ilmad mizeh she'kol ha'isurim ha'baim alav mitoch ha'avat Hashem him, so that he should learn from this, that all the Yisurim that was coming upon him was all coming from love. That's why it's so important. I think Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev writes on the Pasuk, Batsar hirchavtali. Batsar hirchavtali means in the narrowness, in the difficulties of life, hirchavtali, you opened wide for me. Which means in the tzara, batzar, in the tzara, Hashem shows an opening, a rachav, an opening to show us that, yeah, although it is difficult, but know that it is for your good, and it's coming out of love. It's not coming out of being forsaken, chas v'shalom, or being forgotten. That's the story of Yosef. V'hine matzinu kama nisim shenasu lichora letzorech dvarim shenir'im peutim. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, we find many times that miracles were made apparently for a very minute purpose. Kmo hanes shematzinu etzel David v'Goliath. As he so beautifully always does, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is going to take us into our history, into Navi. And he brings an example from the encounter of David and Goliath. All right? What does it say there in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin? Vayach et haplishti el mitzcho. David took his, you know, slingshot with the stones, and he shot one at the plishti, at Goliath, and he had such good aim. It was pinpoint aim, David HaMelech. And he hit him smack dab on his forehead. Vatitba ha'even b'mitzcho, and the stone went into his head. Vayipol al panav arza, and Goliath fell on his face on the ground. So now, immediately, Chazal point out something interesting. Lo haya lo lipol ela le'achorav. The impact of the shot should have caused Goliath to fall back, not fall frontward. Sharei al mitzcho, he was hit on his forehead. So how did he fall forward? That was a miracle from Hashem. For what purpose? Ela, watch this. Listen to this. Kede shelo yitzta'er David lelech lachtoch et rosho. So that David, when he has to go and chop off Goliath's head, after he died, right? He won't have to walk all those extra steps. Goliath actually made it much easier for him. He fell forward. Ah! Almost right at his lap. All I have to do is take off his head and finished. Or else he would have to make those extra steps. You know, after all, Goliath was pretty tall. So yeah, well, let's say 7 feet, 8 feet, whatever it is. But he would have to go all that. So to save him that effort, שנסתכר David עכשיו 12 עמות וזרתיים. David was spared 12 עמות and some. It's much more than 7 feet, but 12 amot, shekomato shel Goliath, 6 amot vezeret. Because Goliath was 6 amot. 6 amot is probably something around 9 feet, between 9 and 10 feet. Can you imagine? Boy, imagine the basketball teams that would be fighting over Goliath, right? To recruit him. So, David was spared walking 12 amot. Right? The swing. So he fell 6 forward instead of 6 backwards. Ve'advarim matmihim. This is bewildering. Hare amu chazal. Chazal, after all, said, miracles are costly. It says in the Gemara Shabbat, and also in Ta'anit, kama megune adam ze shenishtanu bishvilo sidre bereshit. If a person had a miracle done for him that changed the laws of nature, it's not good. Shinui sidre bereshit lav milta zutratai. It's not a small thing for Hashem to change the laws of nature. Hashem doesn't like to do that. Ve'ilu kan la'asa shinui ha'teva kede limno ha'midavid torach mu'at b'iloch 12 amot v'zertayim. And over here, a change in the laws of nature, right, of impact, was made just so David doesn't have to walk 12 amot. Matzorech yesh lachsoch mimenu halicha peuta zo lichot rosho shel Goliath. What was the purpose in this? What was the necessity in this? Halicha shelo haya bakoshi klan. V'chen matzinu bepirush Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And we find also another example to this in the pirush of the Or HaChaim b'ma she'ne'emar le'Avraham Avinu. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Sana enecha ure, min hamakom asher atasham tzafona vanegba vakedma vayama. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, lift up your eyes and look from the place that you are. Look to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. Pirei Shaor HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, Tam Shutzrach Lomar Min HaMakom Asher Atasham. What's the words? From the place that you are. Kan Asalo Nes Atzum. Hashem made a big miracle for Avraham. Sheyuchal Lirot Mitzafon LeDarom UMiMa'arav LeMizrach MiMakom Echad MiBli SheYutzrach LeSovev. Hashem made a miracle that Avraham Avinu was able to see all four directions without having to turn his head around. Min ha-makom asher ata sham. Stay right where you are, don't move, and see all four directions. It's a miracle. So now, let's think to ourselves, he says, was it so hard for Avraham Avinu to turn his head around? What, did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed that morning? What was the purpose of this miracle? Hashem saved him the effort of turning around. So go to the next page, on page Samechtet. Achen al pi darkenu, based on what we're talking about, we understand. Sheyesh nes, sometimes there are miracles that are not necessarily for that explicit purpose. Let's say, the miracle of David, so that he won't have to walk, to spare him the extra footsteps. Or for Avraham Avinu to spare him turning around his head. That wasn't the main purpose of the miracle. Sometimes the purpose of the miracle, kol tachlito hi he'arat panim. It's just like a smile. Navin gam et ma'utam shel hanisim halalu. With this we'll understand the essence of these miracles. Nakdim baze mashal. And he famously gives the following mashal. B'mishpacha achat avad yahalom yekar erech. Imagine a family, a rich family, lost a very valuable gem, yahalom, piece of jewelry. Asher haya Yerushalayim midor dor. It was something that was handed down in the family from generation to generation, like an heirloom. B'chol b'nei ha'mishpacha nitztaru tzar gadol me'od v'tarchu b'chol kocham l'chapeson. Everybody was distressed over finding it. Where is it? And everybody was looking for it. לאחר יגיע וחיפוש נרחבים, after extensive searches by everyone, נמצא היהלום על ידי אחד הילדים. The יהלום was found by one of the children. עמד אביו ונשקו על ראשו. The father took his child who found it, he kissed him on his head, and everybody was all happily ever after, right? שמחת המשפחה כולה הייתה רבה מאוד. Everybody was so happy, ubichlalam, included in them, samach gam hayeled motzei aveda. The child was also happy, right? The one who found the jewelry. Ach milvat shutfuto besimcha klalit, but this child, aside from the shared joy of everyone else, that everybody was happy that it was found, haytalo simcha pratit, he had a unique simcha. Simchat ha-neshika shekibel me'aviv, that kiss that he got from his father, that was for him extra reason to be happy. Zehu godel inyanam shel hanisim halalu. That's the essence of these miracles that we just mentioned. Vaday nes harigat kol yad al yedei David haya gadol me'od. The overall miracle of David defeating Goliath was a big miracle. Haya baze kiddush Hashem gadol. It was a great sanctification of the name of Hashem. V'yishua lechol Yisrael uledavid betocham. It was a salvation for Am Yisrael, from the Plishtim at the time. And David included, of course. Ach David zachal enes meyuchad shenasa lo. But David got an extra ness, a personal one. Leneshika pratit. He got a personal kiss from Hashem. והוא הנס של נפילת גוליית על פניו כדי לחסוך לו הליכת יודבית עמות. The fact that Hashem wanted to spare him those 12 extra steps. אשר אומנם אין בכך חשיבות מצד עצמו. Intrinsically, that's not so important, right? It's not a big deal. אלא כל כולו היא הארת פנים מיוחדת אליו. But it was like, you can imagine David, when Goliath fell towards him, he was expecting Goliath to fall back. When Goliath fell right to him, you can imagine David smiling back at Hashem and saying, I felt that. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Milvada nesa klali. Besides the collective miracle, Adrabba, kechol she'atzorech baneh zeh haya katan yoter. In fact, the more the less the necessity for the miracle, the more the smile, the bigger the smile is. Because it's the love is shown in the small things, in the little details. Right? You know, when something big is accomplished, it's appreciated, it is celebrated, right? But the bigger it is, the more inclusive it is, the less intimate it is. When something small is done, it's felt on a more intimate level. The same thing with the miracle that was done for Abraham, that he was able to accomplish seeing the entire land in one look without having to turn around. So now, overall, this was a haftacha, this was a collective promise to the entire Am Yisrael, the descendants of Abraham. That was a big thing. This entire land is going to be given to Am Yisrael forever. There was a collective promise that was done here for an entire nation. So it's haftacha for binyan klal Yisrael, an eretz Yisrael, right? Which was the purpose of creation. But at the time of this promise, Hashem wanted Abraham to feel something personal too. Not just that he's the father of the nation to which this promise applies. He wanted Avraham to feel something personal. L'neshikam yuchedet. He merited a personal kiss from Hashem. Shenaasah lo nes shelo yitzterech lesovev panav. Look what I just helped you out in doing. You didn't have to turn around to see all of that. That's just between me and you, Hashem was telling Avraham. That's just for us. We can bring another example to this. He says what we find by Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, shelachar sheitzila bitya et Moshe, after bitya saved Moshe, right? So it says there, vatomer la bat paro, when the daughter of Paro, bitya, found Moshe, what did she tell Miriam? Helichi et hayeled hazeh ve'eniki uli v'ani eten et zecharech. Take this baby and give him to a Jewish nurse, and I will pay you for it. Ve'amru al zeh chazal. Chazal said in the Midrash on this, Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, lo dayan la tzadikim shemachzirim lahem avedatan. It's not enough that the tzadikim merit their lost item being returned to them, ela shenotlim sachar, but they're even paid for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yechzir la et bena v'natan la schara. Hashem returned her aveda, that was her son, and even paid her for it. She was paid to nurse her own son. L'chora eze erech yesh la schar shekibla yochevet l'umat hanes hagadol. Now let's think to ourselves. If you would put on the scale the benefit, the miracle of getting her son back, and the miracle of, you know, being paid, let's say, the $10 or so for nursing. Which one was greater? Who cares about the fact of the money? The fact that I got my baby back. That is the world of the difference, right? Elahen hen hadevarim. Be'emet en l'sachar ze chashivut mitzad atzmo. Yes, true. Intrinsically, those pennies that she got paid, that's not important. It's insignificant. But the significance of it was the he'arat panim, was the smile. Could you imagine the smile on the face of Yocheved? Oh, you mean you're going to pay me for it? Wow, okay, Hashem, I got it. That's just between us. Of course, the return of Moshe to her, that was not just something that she benefited from. We benefited from. We got back Moshe Rabbeinu at that moment, right? But the payment was an extra smile just for your chevet between Hashem and her. According to this yesod that we just learned, that there are miracles that are exclusively for the purpose of a kiss from the Borei Olam, that's how we can understand. With this perspective, we could look at the significance of the miracle of Pach HaShemen. And why? It is specifically because of the Pach HaShemen that Chanukah was established. On the last page, even though it's nothing to compare to the miracle of the rescue, of the salvation of Am Yisrael. Ki adraba benes ze she'eno ela bichdei she'izku le'adlakat ha'menorah betahara. This miracle that was only performed for the purpose of that they should be able to light the candles betahara, in purity, which was something that halachically was not even necessary, right? Tum'ah hutra betzibur, in a tzibur you're allowed to light with shemen tameh. So it wasn't even necessary. But that's exactly the point. There was a gilui meyuchad, there was a special intimate display here of ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'amo, of His love for Am Yisrael. Kol kulo neshikait, was the whole essence of this miracle, was a kiss, chiva yetera le'am Yisrael, from Hashem to Am Yisrael. So he's comparing it, he gave us a few examples here, right? The miracle of Yosef HaTzadik, of the Reach Tov, the miracle of David and Goliath, of the fact that Goliath fell frontward, the miracle of Avraham Avinu, that he didn't even have to turn his face around, right? The miracle of Yocheved, that she actually got paid for nursing her baby. These were little miracles, but they were demonstrations of love, of personal love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואנו רואים ביחס האב לבניו שעיקר אהבתו להם ניכרת בסיפוק הצרכים שאינם מוכרחים להם, מותרות. We see even with the relationship of a father to his children. When is it that they actually feel the love of the father? When he gives them the extras. When he gives them that which they didn't really need, but it was just like an extra thing. כי בן אשר איננו הולך בדרך הישר ואינו רצוי אצל אביו, אין אהב דואג אלא לצרכיו ההכרחיים. If there was no love between the father and son, he would just, you know, give him what he needs. You know, food, shelter, clothing, whatever it may be. But בן אשר מחמד אלי אביו, but the son that is cherished very much by his father, הוא מעניק לו את כל מבוקשו, he gives him everything he wants. והנה כשנתבונן בדבר נראה כי אף שלתועלת הבן הרי סיפוק צרכה והכרחים חשוב יותר. Even though if we think about it, the provisions that are actually necessary for his livelihood are most important. In the grand scale, they are the most important. מכל מקום ההוכחה לחשיבותו של הבן. But what proves the importance of the son in the eyes of the father, and even more so the love of the son, is dafka benitinat ha-mutarot, it's with the extra chocolate bar or whatever it may be that was given by the father. Kol kama she'atzorech katan yoter, that's the formula. The less necessity, the more is the show of love. V'chen hu benes Chanukah, and that was the miracle of Chanukah. Yes, the nitzachon, that was the hechrechiyut. That was the necessity, that was the necessary miracle for our survival. That's what brought us back to being ourselves. That's what ensured ki lo tishachach mi pizaro, that the Torah is not going to be forgotten. But bezot adayin lo hayta nikeret kol kach ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, but with that, the love of Hashem would not necessarily be displayed or exhibited. Nespach HaShemen, shelo na'asa ela kedei sheyizku leosif me'at bekiyum ha-mitzvah. The miracle that was made only for the purpose of what? Of being able to be mekayem the mitzvah with a hidu. That's motarot. That's a luxury. A luxury miracle? That's a sign of love. V'haya he'arat panim miyuchedet shezachu la Yisrael me'et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is for this he'arat panim that we say halel and hoda'a. Now, he says on the footnote, if you look, why were they zochet to this nes meyuchad? Why did they merit this special miracle? Shekol tachlito he'arat panim, that it was all for the purpose of a smile, as we just said. Nir'e shezeu mishum shedavar ze hayashoresh ma'alatam b'nech ha'shmonai. He's explaining, Mida keneged Mida, this was the root of the greatness of the Chashmonaim, Ahavat Hashem, their love for Hashem. Shakoach ha-gadol she'alayim limso nafsham al kiddush Hashem, what drove them to give their life for the purpose of kiddush Hashem and to go out to war in a state of, you know, it was so improbable for them to win this war. It was because of the flame of love that they had for Hashem that was burning inside of them. That's why they were zochet to a miracle whose sole purpose was to show love. So, this is something to keep in mind and to remember. That's the essence of Chanukah. And we hope that this, the flame of the love of Nerot Chanukah, will continue to burn in our hearts all throughout the year. Bezat Hashem.